Poland is still a nation in shock. Its president, his wife, and other Polish leaders were among the 96 people who died last weekend in a plane crash in western Russia. They were traveling to Smolensk to mark the anniversary of an earlier tragedy in Polish history. That was the massacre 70 years ago of more than 20,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest by Soviet secret police. Karolina Lewistam is a Polish student at Boston University. She's working toward a doctorate in philosophy. One of her mentors was on the plane.
I happen to know quite closely one person who was who used to be my professor in Warsaw. And his name is Tomasz Merta. He was a deputy minister of culture and national heritage right now. And he used to be a professor at my university, and he was a fantastic, fantastic person. And, you know, generations of students just loved him. And actually to him I owe, you know, like partially what I ended up doing, because he introduced me to political philosophy. You know, I will always remember him. He was a great, great, fantastic person.
In terms of this tragic plane crash, I mean, is this how a lot of these connections played out in Poland? I mean, Poland's a big country, but it's not as big as the United States. And I'm wondering, because of its size, has everybody been touched by this plane crash?
You know, indirectly, we all knew them, you know, like, you know, half of the Polish political class was on that plane. So we all knew these people. You know, the problem is now that I think that most of people are facing, especially from, you know, the circles that I'm a part of in Poland, which is, you know, like young professionals, basically young people. We all happened to oppose President Kaczyński very strongly. We opposed him in every single, you know, decision that he made. You know, it was a very strong hatred, and Polish politics was very, very divided. And now, you know, the problem is how to really react to this. Because, you know, on one hand, we feel like mourning him. You know, we feel like something terrible has happened. But it kind of like, you know, suggests some kind of personal dishonesty on our part to do that. So it is a difficult situation psychologically. And of course, you know, there are legitimate reasons to mourn him. You know, he was, you know, a democratically elected president of our country. And our democracy is quite new. So, you know, in itself, it's a great thing to have a president like that. You know, we are still aware of that.
Given how you feel about the late President Kaczyński, someone you don't necessarily agree with, I'm wondering what your thoughts are about a fair amount of speculation in the last few days about what's going to happen politically next in Poland. I mean, is it too crass to be talking about this kind of thing right now?
I was, I think, unjustifiably disappointed with the way my friends here reacted to the tragedy.
And how did they react?
The thing was that, you know, they immediately started talking about, you know, like how possibly it might turn out for good in Poland, you know, for something good. I mean, like, you know, Kaczyński wasn't, you know, widely supported abroad anyway. Things like that. And I was just like really, really annoyed with that, you know. I was thinking, for God's sake, people, you know, just stop talking about this. You know, it's like some if someone has just died and you are just already, you know, counting, you know, the money that you will get in the inheritance. But the thing is that they were, you know, justifiably thinking about these things. And we will have to face that. You know, these things very soon, you know, pragmatic decisions will have to be made and, you know, the positions have to will have to be replaced.
What do you think is the significance of this crash happening as the president and his party on the plane were headed to commemorate this massacre in Katyn?
Yeah, you know, the huge danger, I think, that we are facing as a nation right now is to escape in mythologizing it again. You know that, like, you know, as a nation, we have this, like, really, really big problem with seeing our history in terms of suffering and sacrifice. And maybe you're familiar with the notion of the Christ of nations, which we think we are. And we have to, you know, always die to bring salvation to the rest. And it's actually, in a way, ridiculous, but we were all raised in it and we can't get rid of it. It's the more striking for us, you know, that, like, you know, this thing with Katyn, and finally, you know, the President Kaczyński is heading for the reconciliatory celebration, and he dies as it happens. You know, it's hard not to see symbolism in this.
And is this true for your generation? I mean, are you talking now as a representative of your generation, or are you talking now as a doctoral candidate in philosophy?
I think I'm talking as, you know, an average Polish person because, you know, as I was saying, we were educated in this paradigm. It's really hard to shut it off. You know, if I was talking as a doctoral candidate in philosophy, as you're saying, I would probably try to avoid that. Mm. But, you know, I just can't. And that's the problem.
Karolina, how hard is it for you to be here in the United States while all of this is going on, all this tumult is going on in your home country?
Well, I would like to be there. I told you that I feel a little bit alienated, you know, in terms of this tragedy here, because not knowing, you know, how Polish soul functions and not knowing how much it can mean for us, it's a very big problem that I have, you know, in talking to people here. I'm trying not to really think about it so much. Actually, my mother is with me, you know. She came here for the first 2 days. She didn't say anything. She broke down 2 days ago, and she's a very reasonable person, you know. She's not very sentimental, and I'm actually, it actually helps me, you know, to have someone who feels the same way.
Karolina, really nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much.
Karolina Lewistam is a Polish student at Boston University.